Breakfast, small and noisy.
Well, we got a name, but I can't say it. What is it?
If it's an old dog that no one wants, what do you say? That old blank, get out of here.
He's an old stray dog.
No stray. Y'all call him, ever call him a mongrel? Old mutt?
I don't think they ever did.
A mongrel mutt.
A stray dog is what I'd say.
Okay, he's worthless. Okay, if the dog liked to bite, you say the boy was blanked by the dog.
Bitten by the dog.
And if someone insisted on going inside the fence where a watchdog was kept, you might say, you better watch out or you'll get
bit. The dog will bite you.
And that dog will
bite you.
Anyone. Yesterday he blanked the mailman.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
He bit the mailman.
And the mailman had to go to the doctor after he got
bit.
Right.
By the dog.
Right. In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
A bull.
What do you call him when there are women around?
Male yearling.
And what do women call him? Male yearling?
Male yearling.
Okay. You don't call him bull then, present women. They wouldn't. You don't think so?
No.
Animal that is cross and goes for you if you wear red.
That's a bull too.
Okay. Then there you go. The kind you keep for milk, what do you get from?
A cow.
Okay.
A milk cow.
And the ones you drive carts with, if you had four of them, you would say you were driving two blank of
oxen.
Now two of them would be a what?
A pair of oxen.
A pair, okay. And then if our grandfather's time, Enoch's grandfather's time, what kinds of animals were used to pull heavy loads besides horses?
Oxen.
Not my grandfather, it's your turn. When you were,
you saw
oxen used?
Yeah.
Some work animals resembled bulls and they were called
oxen.
Some resembled horses.